Do the thing while I'm braiding my hair. While re-braiding my
Yes.
hair. Listen, my hair was falling out. I don't know what to tell you.
After all of yesterday's talking, I have three things.
Well, because this is just the stuff we've worked on this week. It's not necessarily like a whip sprint Saturday or anything like that.
No.
So do I. So do I. Yep. That didn't. Why didn't it? Because when you click, it's supposed to change to the filtered. Saying anything that doesn't weird.
I fell down on my soundboard duties. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
It's not a professional setup over here. There's way too many buttons to click.
Is it like the number of buttons the sign is a professional setup?
Well, but see, if you've got a professional setup and you have things that you do the same every single time, then you have like you just have like setups where you press one button and then all the things happen. I do not have that.
Well, that sounds like something you need to fix.
Bless you.
Hey, okay.
Bless you. hello, everyone in chat. Asa and Nikki and Liz and Lisa.
Hi, guys. I forgot to open a window. Hang on.
Professional operation over here. Ooh.
Oh, there we go.
Outdoor Knitting says hi.
Ooh, hello, hello. Outdoor Knitting's
There's
good.
Some other non-English words after outdoor knitting. I'm not even going to try and pronounce them. I got up early enough to make myself coffee today.
That's not good. Okay.
I tried an experiment with my oatmeal this morning. I got a new kind of protein powder.
Yes.
I got unsweetened protein powder made from hemp. And, well, so I'm used to putting, like, whey powder, sweetened, flavored whey powder in my oatmeal. And it makes it, like, extra pale and, like, super vanilla and, like, kind of sweet. But not, like, too
so,
sweet.
Coffee creamer.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I put this stuff in and I'm like, oh, man. This looks like healthy vegan mud in the worst way. It tastes like healthy vegan mud in the worst way. So I'm going to have to work on that. It might be a smoothie protein powder.
I feel like that's not a protein powder that you can convert into coffee creamer very well.
No, I'm going to have to use it in a different way, I think.
I feel like that's not how that's going to work for you.
Knitting Purple says, good evening, everyone. And Edward Knitting says that the non-English words there are German, and her name is Cynthia. I will try to remember that.
Hi, Cynthia.
Katie says hi.
Of all the alternate languages, German you should have the best luck with, because sometimes your husband speaks at you in German. Wasn't that the second language him and his brother took was German? Or was that just him?
No, I think that was just that brother. I think mine did Spanish.
No. Well, they both did French immersion.
Yeah.
But I don't remember which one did what, because sometimes they talk at each other in alternating forms of Spanish and or German, so like did each one take one and then teach the other? Which I suppose is feasible, because it would be their sounding board.
They kind of share a brain, I don't know. I forgot to silence my phone, so I'm going to
share a brain. They share a brain, people. Yeah, let's do a podcast, maybe. Hang on. Let's open up a replacement Kleenex box, because it is that time.
My podcasting project. Oh, it's been a week.
Nothing says springtime like the creation of empty Kleenex boxes for me. What isn't it a week, is a question.
This is an especially weeky week. The end of that week, I was an end of a week.
It was. I mean, the bright side is I am also eating protein powder in my rice pudding, but I have vanilla. flavored protein powder. And
I think
I
I'm
don't
gonna have
buy
to
the
try the
unsweetened, unflavored kinds.
I'm gonna have to try the recipe on the side of the can for like a peanut butter chocolate smoothie because that sounds way better than what I was trying to. I don't think this particular flavor of unflavored protein powder is going to lend itself well to fruit.
No.
But I think
No.
you could hide it pretty well in chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I make my rice pudding with the soy milk that's already vanilla flavored. So, like, I don't really have to add any sugar. I put the vanilla flavored protein powder in and did a very long, slow bake while stovetop cook. Hi, low Phaedra. So, that's a thing. Eat what's in your bowl. I'm not giving you additional food. You can eat what you have.
Sherry says, hi, knitting buddies.
Hi. My cat says hello. She'd like to be obnoxious. Eat what's in your bowl. Yeah, go check it out. We'll see how
Sherry
this
says, I
works,
just
guys.
put plain Greek yogurt in my porridge with fruit, nuts, maple syrup, or honey. That sounds pretty good. I do Greek yogurt with my baked oatmeal. That's also pretty good.
I
I've never
don't
tried Greek
oatmeal.
yogurt in my oatmeal. I might have to try
Unless I
that.
have to.
But it's delicious.
Because I don't like oatmeal.
Yes, we've been over that.
This is an odd topic we've covered in depth, folks. Let's do a podcast. I don't know what episode we are. Hey, welcome to the Northerners Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn. My co-host is.
Diana.
And I think it's episode 318.
It is 3:18. I even remember to change my sign.
Go me for remembering off the top of my head. It is our monthly live, so we will be chatting with chat as we go. Phaedra, go check your food bowl. Well, Diana, let's everybody know what we're going to cover this week. I'm going to continue to eat my rice pudding. Why? Because I forgot that I had warmed it up in the microwave till just before I called Diana.
Good job. It's alive. One of us has to be eating. We've definitely got what's in our cup. We might have some cool threads. We most definitely have woolly workings, and we probably have wool gathering. We did not talk about this beforehand, and I don't make notes for these.
You could have.
Wing it. I could
You could
have.
have.
I could have, and I totally didn't. So it's fine. We're winging it. What's in your cup today?
Unsurprisingly, in the rush that is my Sunday mornings, I did not make tea. So I'm drinking some water and some Coke Zero. Because I was at my brother-in-law and sister's house the other day and they had Cokes. And they asked if I would like a Coke Zero to come home with me, and I said yes, I would. So I did.
Ooh, nice.
Hello, Phaedra. You still have to go check your food bowl.
Nah. In my mushroom cup of delight, I have some black coffee from Smile Tiger. They're the Brazil beans from like a women-run farm or women-owned or I don't know. It was something about women-owned run, yay women and Brazil beans. It's really good. Honestly, this is my favorite blend that I've got from them.
Dear advertisers, no, I trust it's okay. I won't let Diana do ads. It's fine.
I say lots of words until the correct ones eventually come out of my face. I make word salad.
Do.
And
So,
eventually
stop
an ad comes
it! You
out.
have food in your food bowl. Oh my
Anyway,
God.
if anybody is ever in KW, especially if you're coming through on the train, Smile Tiger is literally right beside the train tracks. So pop in there for some coffee if you're ever coming through KW on the train.
Or order, don't they ship?
They do ship also, yeah. You could also, yeah, they do like the weekly bean subscriptions, which is how we get our beans. Every 3 weeks, some mystery beans show up on our doorstep, and we have good coffee all the time. It's great. So, yeah, Smile Tiger. Thumbs up. Not sponsored.
No. Okay, fine. When Diana starts her first project, I will go show you there's food in your food bowl. Again.
Outdoor Knitting says, I love your mug. Thank you. I love my mug too.
Mushroom bug? It's
The
cute.
mushroom mug. I got it at the Edmonton Fiber Frolic, and I I'm going to very dangerously look at the underneath because I don't remember who it's by.
It's now called Gathering
Shelley's.
Friends. It's actually running this weekend.
Right, yes. Shelley's Artistry Co.
It's a very cute mushroom mug.
It's
She's
so
in really
cute
mugs.
I saw this one when we were doing our live shopping all around the place, and I'm like, oh, I'm coming back for you. And it was still there the next day, and I'm like, I'm buying you. I don't care.
I really enjoyed that live shopping Instagram that we did. That was fun.
That was super fun.
It was really fun.
I would love to do more of that, but next time I want some kind of a rig so that I have hands. I want some way of attaching my phone to myself in a way that I can still read chat, but that I don't need to hold the phone.
Could we make something so that when you're wearing your halter, I gotta go show my cat where her food is again. Just aggressively, but this is the cat bumping my arm. Like, my arm moving is her head butting my arm.
She's starving, don't you know?
She's not starving. She won't eat the food in her bowl. So she thinks, because she thinks there's none in there, so she won't go look. It's a full bowl of food. She just won't go look. This one's bait. The apocalypse? So she's just bait for our next meal. You have a harness set up for your wallet, so you can wear your wallet like gums.
Mm-hmm.
But there might be a way to connect something to the harness so that it's resting. You've got a solid T-bar cross where you would have your weight distribution strap, and then have something come out from there. Like, that shouldn't be too hard to fabricate. I'd have to think about it.
I saw somebody on a bike yesterday that had their phone as like a dash cam, basically, like mounted to their chest with some straps, but it was like on their chest, not out where you could still read chat. So
yeah, you'd want it out and up a little bit.
Yeah, so I'd need some kind of like solid something to like hold it like here.
Yeah, definitely lightweight, so that, you know, you could not feel like you're carrying 50 pounds on your chest. You might appreciate that.
Sherry says maybe a band like a headlamp.
Strap. I don't know. That'll be attractive. That would, if we go that route, I'm taking photo, guys. Don't worry. I got
you
covered.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like this is probably a problem that somebody has solved cheaply on like Amazon or something.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
If this problem can be solved for less than $30, I'll just do that.
Yeah. Finished. Hey. Make our lives easier. I do have a couple of cool threads. It is warmed up a bunch, so basically I'm at the wear the mallow cardigan stage, so like my cotton boyfriend cardigan I made out of cotton Karen cake ages ago, my mallow cardigan, and what's the other one that I wear a lot of? Paige, do you remember the name of the other cardigan I wear a lot? No?
Cool. The moon bow, it's a boyfriend cardigan.
The four cardigan when I go to D&D.
Ah, yes,
but that's next week. That's the one I'm thinking of, but I haven't worn it recently. We are pretty much past shawl season. I will occasionally wear Seriously Annoyed Grapes, which is a colorway from Ancient Arts yarn that I made into a shawl that I loved, and I still love it very, very much. And my, in theory, if I ever finish an endless summer adventure for myself, I will wear that as well. I got the two fingering weight skeins to make one. I just need to do the make part. Do the making part. Working on it. Working on it.
Maybe a headband with something that hangs out in front like an anglerfish. <It's> like <boing. laughs> I don't feel like that would be great for video stability, but I love the visual. Watch it do end up being like a head mounted thing where it's like a selfie stick on a pole on a hat. Oh my god, that would actually work. Why? Why is this not a terrible idea? Cool threads. Do I have cool threads? I've been wearing the patchwork cardigan that I finished. that I actually don't have in this room right now because I've been wearing it, so it's somewhere else in the house wherever I left it yesterday.
Chat,
But I've
keep
been
Diane
liking that one a lot.
entertained. I have to go deal with the monster. Jesus. Cax.
Dealing with the monster. Oh dear. I guess I have to hold down the fort now.
On. I'll show you where your food is.
Oh goodness. Phaedra is a strange little beast. Not even a little beast. She's a strange beast. Demanding little beast. So how's everybody doing today? What's everybody working on today? I don't even know how many projects we have to talk about today. I have three things today. And I thought maybe I would do some yard work, but it rained again. So that's not happening. The leaves will just continue to sit in the yard and be soggy. Although I finally got to do my childhood dream of paying somebody to do my chores for me. I paid a service to come and mow the grass, and it feels so good. I didn't have to do anything, and it's all done through an app too, so you don't even have to have any human contact. I just like woke up and somebody's mowing my lawn for me, and I'm like, yes! Don't have to mow the lawn. Felt really good. Like probably too good for what it is. Nikki is working on socks for Mr. Nikki. Nice. Asa mostly finished a test knit shawl. Katie's also working on a shawl. Also, what test knit? Is it a Jocelyn test knit? I can't remember what all designs she's got going right now. I don't stick my nose in the design thread, so I never know what the design stuff going on is. Outdoor knitting socks for my mother. Next week is Mother's Day. Yeah, I was reminded this morning that it's Mother's Day here as well. That snuck up on me. So my mom's getting some fancy flowers, and that's about it. This is
How did
working
that
on
sneak up on you?
socks. Katie, did you get all of your goals from yesterday done?
I'm
No.
gonna go with
No, I did
no.
not. Spoilers, no, I did not. I got some of the things done. One of the things done? I do have an FO today. Jocelyn
My mom
test knit
likes
is
to
not a
sleep in.
Jocelyn test knit. Okay. What? Hi.
My mother likes to sleep in on Mother's Day, so I will be calling her a bit later. Because
Mom's
that's how
getting
that
fancy
works.
flowers from the two kids, and when we go back and visit, we'll like go out for lunch and stuff.
That makes sense.
Sherry's working
My
on
mom gets a phone call.
Dracaena.
My mom
Oh yeah,
gets a phone
there will
call.
be a phone call on the day.
Yeah. That'd be today. Nope,
Not
next
today.
Sunday. Nope,
No,
next
yeah, I'm
Sunday
pretty
is
sure it's
Mother's
next
Day.
Sunday.
Next Sunday.
I'm like, that really heckin' snuck up. I was pretty sure it was next week.
My sister sometimes has chocolate and stuff. It just depends on what's going on. What we're doing. I used to do book gift cards because my mom loves to read. But the Kobo app, which is the Indigo bookstore book app, no longer allows you to make in-store purchases through the app. You have to go through the website.
Gross.
Yeah, so we don't purchase from them anymore, which means we don't buy from Chapters at all anymore because they require us to make extra steps that are stupid, so we don't do it.
Well, that's gross and unnecessary.
One.
Support small independent bookstores. Does Winnipeg even have? Now that I'm thinking about it, does Winnipeg even have like a small independent bookstore that's selling like not
Online?
used books?
I don't think so. There's like buys in books, but they're used.
I know there's several used bookstores
But yeah, I
that
know
might
several
be
used,
good,
but I don't
but
know of any independent.
that are
McNally
selling like
Robinson, can you still consider McNally independent? No, it's franchised.
well, I think there's only the one location.
Well, yeah, but there's a location in Saskatoon too. Like
Oh,
it's
is
a
there?
franchise. Yeah, it's
Okay.
just that it isn't a big franchise.
It's independenter.
That's still not independent. Independenter is not independent. That's like saying I live in the college dorm, but my mom still makes all my food and does all my laundry. Well, it's independenter. It's not
It's like
independent.
it's a step in the right direction. I mean, when there's no other steps,
What are you gonna
you take what you can get, I
do?
guess.
There's that, but I don't think McNally has a huge on. And my mom has to read digital books because she's going blind, just like I am. So it's like it
Right.
has they have to be ebooks.
Right.
We don't get to read
Spotify's
physical
doing
books anymore.
audiobooks now, I discovered.
Oh, nice! I have my Audible. I'm happy there.
Yeah, I don't know if they do like a subscription thing or it's like a one-off buy the book kind of deal.
Well, I mean,
I
either way
didn't
it
look
goes, it's
heavily into it.
fine. But I've looked at other audiobook like subscriptions and purchase platforms, and they're all just not as good. So why would I not stay with the one that's good? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, and Nikki's traveling on Mother's Day for Marvel's appointments. Oh. Well,
I
that's
do
perhaps not the
wish.
most fun. Maybe you can stop and get like baked goods and stuff. You can get a
Maybe.
cake. Definitely have cake.
Kind of donuts, maybe? I don't
Oh,
think
yeah.
cake is a car food.
No, but like if you can get for like fancy donuts or cupcakes or something. Or like pick up a
Or
cake and take it home or something.
Tim Hortons donuts would
Definitely
also be
find
okay.
some fancy baked goods.
Tim Hortons donuts would also be okay.
I mean, donuts of any kind, really.
Donuts are donuts. Well, it's fine. I have donuts in my fridge. My sister made mini chocolate covered donuts for dessert. And cake. Because it was a belated birthday dinner I was at yesterday. So we did that. And my sister let me punch out tokens in her new board game. I absolutely put it out to Mysterious Mr. B. Well, my sister lets me punch out tokens because he won't let me punch out tokens.
Sherry says cake is definitely a car food. Eat cake.
Cake is not a car food.
If you're careful enough, it can be. Maybe not with kids.
Cake is not a car food.
I always feel very honored when Mr. Diana lets me punch out the tokens. It is a privilege to
It
be
is not a
allowed to punch out the
privilege.
tokens.
It is not a privilege. I now tune out Mr. B when he starts talking about the game. If he's punching out tokens and I'm not allowed to, I start knitting and singing to myself. If I'm not going to be allowed to participate, then I'm not paying attention. Either share your toys or put them away. It's a rule we learn in kindergarten. Or at least we should have, anyway.
I don't actually recall learning that specific rule. I don't know, kindergarten was a long time ago.
All right, I have showed Phaedra where her food is.
She's
Again.
content now for a minute.
For a hot second. Ugh. Again, guys, in the apocalypse, that one's bait for the next big meal for the human because she has no survival instincts. None.
Nikki says we could get cake when we get there.
That would
Definitely.
work.
We recommend cake. And Sherry says, I never get to punch out the tokens. I have kids and they are faster than me. Haven't had to have that fight yet.
Really only will have to have that fight if you guys decide to have kids.
I was thinking more like a new game occurs with the niece and nephew.
That would have prep work would have been done beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're on to Woolly Workings.
Things we are working on.
I have three things, including a finish.
I have one, I have two, I have three. Pet.
Bless
Four.
you.
Pet.
Bless you.
Pet. So
Bless
nothing
you.
I can do about it, guys. There's still no rain here.
Would you like
And
some
so
rain? We
long.
have so much of
Oh
it.
God, I need rain so badly, it's not even funny. Until there is enough rain over a course of period of time to get rid of the dust and dirt from everybody's cars this winter. It's not, what do you think I can do? Not a thing I can do. You just like the building manager can't keep up with the amount of sand and gunk being tracked into the building right now. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's
Well,
spring in Winnipeg.
yep. All day long, all I do is blow my nose because my nose hates the amount of sand and dust in the air. And I'm
You know,
at the
all over
max
here
of meds.
we've had one sunny day in the past week. That was yesterday. It was the first sunny day in ages. If you want some rain, just come out here and get some. We got lots. Take it with you. We're done. We're over it. We have enough.
We need it. It's still a touch early for the fields to be planted. We could use a bit more water. Not too much water, but a bit more water so that they've got a good planting start. All right. I've got four, which means I go first. It's not the
Also
four.
says most of our streets are washed now. Just outside my apartment building is happening early next week. Birch pollen is the worst here now. Oof. Yeah, it's about that time, isn't it?
Because they only wash the streets, they don't wash the sidewalks or the back alleys or the driveways or the car
Everywhere
parks.
else the dirt is.
Everywhere else the dirt is, washing the streets does nothing. Because they won't wash all of the surfaces they dumped sand onto or cars drove on or people walked on that had sand on their feet. So it does nothing, but they do it anyway.
Nikki's staying a week in town to cover the billion appointments. Ooh.
Yep.
We can celebrate with cake once we get there. That sounds like a good plan. And there is a yarn store. Well, clearly you also need to buy yarn.
Yep, yeah,
It
that
is
sounds about
Mother's
right.
Day after all. You deserve yarn and
You
cake.
deserve yarn and cake. I have finally seamed together the sleeve portion and the body portion of the everyday cardigan. It still requires a neckband. But the seaming is finished. I don't actually mind seaming, guys. I don't consider it a difficult or challenging task. I don't think it's bad. I don't have negative thoughts about it. So we are minus a band, and we decided yesterday I'm doing buttons. It does need the neck band because it is a V neck shaped sweater. So the body of the sweater gets down to about 25 stitches wide. And because part of those stitches hang off your shoulder or a drop shoulder, you need that neck band to keep your cardigan on your person
That is
and
important.
still be a nice open V-neck shape. So I need to sit down and do the button bands. It's not difficult, it's not hard. I just didn't have time yesterday. I chose to chat with my mom and watch Lost in Space instead. So that's what I did.
That sounds like a
However,
solid plan, honestly.
we are
Oh
one
my gosh,
step closer to
I watched
completion.
Emperor's New Groove the other night. Oh, so good.
Empress Esme and Kronker in my D&D party.
I know. That's why I had to watch it. I can still quote a
It's
lot of that movie.
adorable. Scary. Kronk was flying to Thailand last D&D session, so he wasn't technically there, which was fine. We had one ambush in the middle of the night, so Kronk slept through it, wrapped around his teddy bear, having a good night's dream. That's how we explained why Kronk wasn't participating.
Right.
Well, I mean, otherwise we're traveling through the woods, so like Kronk's talking with squirrels, he's picking up random herbs and spices and things, like he's foraging because he's a forager, and he was making meals because that's what Krog does when we travel.
Is Kronk a druid for speak with animals?
Nope. He's a fighter. Just
Okay.
all his fluff stuff is for taking care of Esme. His class stats build her fighter, which is what Krog would be. Krog would be a fighter with a pole arm. But all of the fluff character build stuff is he's a cook. He cares for Esme, so he's got the basics in cooking, basics in foraging, basics. So he's got scores that let him do that, and he has speak with squirrels because obviously,
Specifically squirrels.
specifically squirrels. And the DM allowed it because it fit the build and it fit the character he was going to play. And that's what he does. But like the guy who plays Krog has no meathead breakfasts, but literally will spit out a series of words that could be a very good breakfast meal. and does the same at dinner. So, and we make sure Kronk stays in food. Like every time we're in a town, we're like, we gotta stop by the marketplace and get Kronk his stuff so that he can make the foods so we don't have to eat rations. And we do. And we do. So it's quite fun. But I'm excited Kronk will have been in Thailand for a little bit now, so when he calls in on Discord for the next D&D session, he will be able to play himself. Ooh. The thing is you do for your D&D friends, people.
Yeah. I lost where we were. Where are we at? What are we talking
Your turn.
about? Oh, it's
Your
my
turn.
turn. Okay.
That's what we're
I guess I
talking
should
about.
talk about my finish.
We should.
I finished the thing. I finished the Spring Valley Bandeau. Ta-da! It's a tube.
I was hoping that would be what was done.
It's a tube. I made a big rectangle, and then I
Sewed it together.
even single crocheted it together. You can't really even tell. You can barely even tell where that seam is. It's done. And I haven't actually tried it on yet. I wove in the ends, and I still need to do, there's supposed to be a little bit of ruching, like right in the middle of the chest. I haven't done that left, done that yet. I have this much yarn left. Like, there are no scraps, and I need this much,
No.
precisely this much yarn to do the ruching. Because you weave it
There is
through in a
no
U-shape and
scraps.
cinch it tight. There are no scraps. Sorry. I
No
trimmed a tail.
scraps.
This is my scrap from this project.
So it is a
Because this is for
perfect
the
one
ruching. This is
skein.
my scrap.
Okay, that worked out great.
So that was an amazing one skein project. Like, precisely one skein. I haven't actually tried this on
Absolutely.
yet. I'm gonna
Live
find
try
out
on.
right now if it fits.
I'm gonna keep blowing my nose and driving people bonkers. That's good.
Oh, excellent. This will fit great. Once I get it untwisted.
But that's that annoying thing, yeah.
It's
Like I'm
so
adjusting
twisted.
my own shirt. Feel your pain.
Okay. Obviously, I wouldn't be wearing it over a baggy shirt like this, but you get the
Whatever.
idea.
You get the idea. Stop fiddling.
Stop fiddling. Okay. But you get. Ta-da!
I love it. Oh, that looks so good.
I finished the thing.
Oh, that looks so good.
I'm going to make this not crooked and then wear this for the rest of the episode, I think.
Yeah, why not?
There we go. I am rainbow colored and I'm very happy about it. I'll do the ruching when we're done here. I finished this late last night and I just didn't pick it up again this morning.
I have my halter top dress on that has the ladies' faces with skulls on them, circle skirt.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh,
Because it's a
should
very
say
comfy
yarn
dress.
patterns. So
Yes.
pattern, it's a free pattern. It's called the Spring Valley Bandeau. It's by Knits and Knots. And the yarn is Electric Zebra. Excuse me, from Gingersnap. And it's blacklight reactive. I'm gonna have fun trying to take pictures of this, 'cause it's gonna glow. So I have a rainbow bandeau in time for Pride Month next month, and I'm
Good.
gonna have to find reasons to wear it.
Yes, you are.
It's done. Happy. There's my finish. Which means, oh, that I have now accounted for my new start between the patchwork cardigan and the bandeau. Those are two things out. To account for the one thing in that I started this week. Technically, before I had finished the bandeau, but it was a week and I needed a new cast on. But it worked out anyway, so I'm happy.
I used to have my sock blockers just hanging off screen where I could reach them, but I've moved them.
Oh no, you put them somewhere safe? Why'd you do that?
Because I'm dumb, that's why. That's
You never put them
why that
somewhere
happened.
safe. You'll
I
never find them
should,
again.
at this point in my life, know better and not do that to myself, but I do that to myself. So fine. I have a second sock and it's done.
Yay! Is this the snow globe sock?
This is the snow globe sock. This is sock number two. Do I know where sock number one is? No. No, still don't. Am I overly worried about it? No. No. I'm gonna put this into my wash and block thing, which means washing it. And once I put it in the sock drawer, I suspect the other sock will show up. I do have to do some pickups on my heel, mostly because I dropped a stitch in my heel and I didn't realize it. So now I've got a hole forming in my garter.
Ooh, that's
But
unfortunate.
that is a problem for sighted Jocelyn sometime this week when I have enough vision rocking to do that. However, that's a repair. So it means I've officially finished a pair of socks.
Woohoo!
Yeah. It's fine. Once basically I need the sock blocker to put the sock on the sock blocker to stretch the heel out enough to see where I've dropped the stitches to pick them up to sew them back together is what I need to do. So
Right.
step one, locate sock blocker. And I think it's hanging off my door. So like the only problem is that's far enough away that I can't see the wire frame sock blocker. That'd be too
Yeah.
small. But I think that's where I've put it, so it's gonna be right close in there. So, and for sure, mending for me has to happen first thing in the morning. So that is the thing. However, we are otherwise finished. And occasionally having to mend a heel right away is not unusual for me because I'm
Shay
winging
says,
it.
I need some affordable quick delivery sock blockers. Any suggestions?
I don't know. Diana bought me some metal ones.
I don't remember. I feel like I found those at a garage sale or something.
Probably Amazon. Probably
I would
Amazon.
imagine Amazon probably has some
Yeah.
like decent quick delivery sock blockers. I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure I found
That wouldn't be terribly
the metal
expensive.
ones. I have like a set of, or I think I bought a set of three and I gave you one of the sets. So I
Yeah.
still have a big one and a small one here. And I have some wooden ones as well, but I got those at a
I
fiber
don't.
festival somewhere.
Honestly, that's probably your fastest bet if your local yarn store doesn't carry any, than to just, yeah, Amazon it.
Much as I
Amazon
hate recommending Amazon, but
it.
it's just so convenient.
Do what you gotta do, man.
A little bit of a hypocrite.
Budgets are a real life thing, guys. I'm probably gonna just eat rice pudding the whole episode, too.
That's fine.
It's right there and it's tasty.
I've got fiber in my nose. I got fiber in my nose.
Trade your noses. You can have mine.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Nobody actually wants my nose. It's fine. I understand.
Nikki says Amazon does, but if you have old plastic placemats, you can cut out sock blanks and use that. There are DIYs on YouTube. Ooh, that'd be a fun DIY. Just make your own in whatever size you need out of old placemats.
I'd rather just order some. There's some DIYs I don't need to do. I keep eyeballing because there's an Etsy shop that makes fixed circular organizers that hang, and it's a beautiful striped fabric, so like a white stripe and a colored patterned fabric stripe, and they got the holes, and they give you instructions on how to embroider, or you could fabric mark the different sections for sizes. But it's really hard not to just go with the Amazon version, which are pre-labeled and not as pretty. But it's
But
done when it arrives. And
cheap,
it's not as,
convenient. Yeah,
it's
that's
not as,
Amazon's thing, right?
it's
It's
nowhere
cheap
near
and
as
convenient.
expensive. So far I have delayed doing any of that, but it is very tempting. Very tempting. So the Etsy thing got it going is that I could mark it in the millimeter size and I could write as large as I needed to. It's like there are pros and cons. So I just need to decide which way I prefer. I understand the temptation of Amazon. I order from Amazon a lot because there's some stuff that I need to get that my city doesn't carry, unless you're willing to go to the small store on the other side of the city that doesn't have bus service to get it. And I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that.
It's a
All
very
right.
expensive taxi ride.
Not worth it. I have finished my socks, which means also has 3 weeks. 3 weeks. As of
Ooh.
today, 3 weeks. And I know where
Okay.
my sweet romance socks are. They're the next ones on the list to get done, so start puttering with those. And attempt not to drop stitches in the heel, which is always a problem for me.
I should get like a 3D printer or like a laser cutter, and then I could do things like sock blockers, and that'd be
A
cute.
3D printer would be fun. Mostly because I have some 3D printed projects I'd like to get finished.
My friend B now has a 3D printer that she's learning how to use. So maybe could borrow her 3D printer at some point once she's figured out how to use it.
It's because I'm hoping for the Path to Glory group, like the Warhammer group, has range rulers printed. And they're literally do 3, 6, 9, pre-measured, which are key measurements in movement distribution. And he's got them on black, with raised numbers on either side in yellow that I
Ooh.
borrow when we play. They're just high visibility range rulers that I can use. But they're 3D printed. That's what I want. That's what I want. So nothing elaborate or fancy, guys. I want little plastic sticks that measure distance for me. That's what I want. So
There's my business idea. That's a thing, like, don't know, having a little business side hustle business is seeming like a cool idea, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, and maybe it's, but then I have to like get a laser cutter or a 3D printer, and those are expensive, and then you have to ship things, and that's expensive. I don't
you
know.
would need far better time management.
Well, I'll be learning that, I
All
guess.
right, I did a thing, so you're up.
We're up. I guess I could talk about the new thing that I casted on this week.
Yeah, because we should. I have one more thing, and then it's craft off talk.
Yes, well, yeah, one more thing and then craft off for me as well.
Sure.
Also says, I just found yarn and needles. I will cast on tomorrow and finish by the 28th.
That's just depressing for me to hear, but yeah, that's fine.
I started the hexagon cardigan that I've been wanting to start. The granny, so it's a granny square, but it's a hexagon, and you fold, there we go, and then you just fold, and then you have half cardigan,
Yes.
and then you can add rows to sleeves or length or whatever.
It's easily modified from there.
So there's a million different patterns for these. I watched a couple of YouTube tutorials and just started, and I'll just kind of make it up as I go
There is
for
a
adding rows and stuff.
million different patterns for it.
There's a million patterns for these. And I'm using my giant Karen anniversary cake in the colorway Spice Dots. So
Yep.
it's white and gray and like a cinnamony red and like a mustard yellow.
Oh, it's gonna look so good.
So it's a bit busy looking, to be honest. I didn't really think about how that was gonna look, but it's kind of busy looking.
I'm hoping that you go with a contrast cuff collar and hem in a
Do I
like a
have a
nice dark
contrast?
color to anchor it.
Ooh, that could work nicely.
Yeah. And it also a darker color. A darker solid color will help mellow the busy a bit.
Yeah, something to go with the gray, maybe?
Yeah.
I like this plan.
She says some thinking thoughts are going on.
Anyway, so it's kind of where that's at right now.
Just don't forget to make yourself some pockets.
Oh my gosh, yeah. How's that gonna work on a granny
Make a granny
square?
square pocket. Just make a granny square. Sew it on.
Yeah, I guess I just really want to put my phone in it. I don't really want to put things that would be small enough to fall through the holes.
No. You tend to you don't walk around with like lip glosses and clippies. Like that's not really a
I
thing you
don't
put in
tend
your
no, I don't
pockets.
tend to
That's
do
not a
that.
thing you do. So like literally a granny square so your phone could go in there is what you're looking for.
Honestly, yeah, you're totally right. I could even oh, I could do them in the contrast color too.
Yeah, or do them in the regular color. Just have a contrast top or something where you do a little bit of a ribbing to cinch it in.
Oh, yeah, I like that plan too.
Yeah, there's definitely you definitely got some options.
Outdoor Knitting says, looks good. I like colorful garments. Oh, good. Excellent. And Nikki says,
Gotta
a
love a
gray or
color.
possibly a brown. Oh, yeah, to match the sort of cinnamony reddy.
You've got options. You've got
I do
options.
have options. I'll have to see what I have in this. Because this is bulky, and I don't have a whole lot of bulky.
Worst case, buy a couple of balls of impeccable worsted and hold them together.
True. That would work. Or, you know what? I don't know how well
Your
this would work.
eco?
Because I have two other Karen Anniversary cakes that are the same colors, but they're in stripes.
No.
But it would involve picking apart the
Yeah,
striped
no.
ball to get the
Yeah,
colors that I want.
no. So much
Yeah.
no. So much no.
Karen doesn't do solids, do they? Karen cakes?
I
Sort
don't
of have the same
know.
type of yarn? I feel like they don't really do solids. I feel like they do
So
like
long as it's
stripes and
acrylic.
gradients.
So long as it's acrylic yarn, it doesn't have
Yeah.
to be the same company. It'll be fine. Just stick to the same type of yarn so that way your wash and care instructions
Yeah. Well,
match.
it'd be nice if like it all had the same kind of texture to it. So like it's sort of a loose kind of a two ply. Wait, how many plies are in here?
Asking the
One,
wrong human.
two, three. It's sort of like a loose three plies. So I would want something that's like vaguely similar in texture. Oh, I just realized this also lets me do the mustard yellow color that I like. And I can actually wear it. Oh, I'm so happy.
That's
Because.
exactly where my brain went first, but okay.
Ah! I didn't even think about that. Because nor because if I were to make a whole sweater out of the mustard yellow color, I just look sort of sick. Like it really doesn't work with my skin tone. I look legitimately ill. Mustard yellow, or like really like any kind of yellow or lilac. I just look ill, and people ask me if
Makes
I'm
you
feeling okay.
look a little jaundiced, does it?
Yeah, well, the lilac was weird. I looked like. Honestly, kind of green next to the lilac. It was really weird. Like, people asking me what's wrong. But in this small amount, I can actually wear it, and that makes me happy.
Good. Hey, I love yellow greens. I love greens with a yellow undertone and things with a red undertone, and I have to be very careful because those shades not so good for me. Not so good for me.
Nikki, I was thinking like a spiced brown. Yeah, like the brown that matches the like red brown that's in here.
That would
She's
warm
seeing
up the
tons of
cardigan a
Karen
lot.
cakes. Mustard
Total
yellow
might
would
be
be nice as a
okay.
trim. Yeah, basically if I pick any of the colors in here, that would
You'd be
work
fine.
well as a trim. I feel like as much as I would like to do mustard, I think that would be too much mustard close to my face, so I think I have to do the gray or the brown.
I think you gotta do gray or brown.
I think the white would also work, but then it would also be. But I want the contrast, I think.
You'd be happier with a darker color
I think
contrast.
so. But yeah,
Yeah.
I'll try. I will match or at least go with the gray or the reddish
Yeah,
brown in here.
absolutely.
But that's a later problem because I still have to finish this half and do another half and then sew them together. And you know how quickly I sew things together. Be so
Look at
proud of
me.
me that I finished the bandeau last night and sewed it together.
I really am, because I know how long it takes you to sew things. Guys, we'll be talking about contrast colors well into November. works. This is not a
Yeah, well, this is
rush
so, I'm getting
project.
so warm just holding this up to my neck like this. So like, this is very much like a winter sweater. I'm using an 8 millimeter hook for this because that's what the ball band recommended, but honestly, I think I could have gone with like a 9 or a 10. Because this is thick. I think 9. If I do with this yarn again, I'll do a 9 or a 10 millimeter. But this is
No
fine.
gauge swatch.
It's a granny square. Also, I don't think I have any hooks bigger than 8 millimeter.
Don't think so. I do. I don't think you do.
I don't know if I do. I have to go look, but I just, you know, I needed a cast on this week, so
No.
I just went with what was convenient. So that's that. Can we go for three finishes in a row? Another finish next week?
I'm going to say yes. I believe in you.
Theoretically.
I believe in you. I made some progress. Look at all that progress.
It's pretty. That seems like more progress than yesterday.
Yeah, I did some more knitting on it yesterday. I was at my sister's house. That is the drape quality we are getting here, folks.
That's so drapey. Oh, that's gonna be so pretty. I
This
want to
is
swoosh it.
my second mallow cardigan. It is being made out of some sport weight brinks and little yarn in washed white. That's how exciting it is. It's white. It's white. I'm over the halfway mark on my front panel. And again, I just moved my stitch marker up here. I could have finished it yesterday instead of my second front panel, but I chose to do other things instead, so it didn't happen. Why front panels first? Because the back of the panel is where the beautiful flower lace pattern is in the mallow cardigan, and I know myself. If I don't make myself do the boring stuff first, it'll
It's
sit
not
there
gonna happen.
forever and not get done. So, boring stuff first, then the fun stuff. While I compete with my nose.
Could always add some like fun lacy stuff to the sleeves or front panels or something. I don't know.
It's not called for in the pattern. So it's a drop shoulder, bottom up, knit in pieces and seamed. I have no problem seaming. It's not the end of the world. So I'm going to do that. And then sleeves are done in the round. So I want an elbow length sleeved white, very drapey, loose summer mallow cardigan. And that is what I am currently getting. Woo-hoo! I like it. It's a good project for D&D editing days when I'm traveling and I've got appointments and stuff. Like it's because it's just basic stockinette. So like if you don't have other things on your head, like it's so boring, don't do it. Because I have other things in my head, it works. But that's it for me. I'm out of projects. Other
All
than
right.
my other than our stuff words.
I
Craft off
have.
stuff. Craft off stuff.
I did a couple more rows on my QR code swatch. I was
Ooh,
hoping I'd have it
yeah.
done today, but I did not have the brain cells. I worked on it a little bit last night and I did not have the brain cells. I decided to try to teach myself how to mirror knit. So, because what I've been doing is knit across and then turn around and do color work purl side, which is fine, but you have to remember to read the chart the other way, and I frequently forget that and have to tink back most of a row, which is so annoying. So I decided, hey, I'll try to mirror knit. And that's worse.
Okay.
Trying to knit from left to right with one yarn in each hand, like it is not working for me. That left hand is absolutely not working. So I think I will have to continue with the purl side color work and just deal with it, because that row, the one row, was torture and took five times as long as our right side row. Because a right side row, I can just go zoop and it's done in like a minute or less.
Zoop, hey?
It goes zoop. Is right side rows are easy. It's the knitting back and doing color work in the flat. I regrets.
Regrets?
I think if I'm going to do more of these, I'm going to have to do them in the round and sneak.
You probably will find that the easiest for yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm about halfway done this thing. So eventually I will finish this little swatch and then I can hold it up and everybody can scan it and find out what it goes to, if it scans at all.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
That's my little swatch for a maybe future QR code project if I don't end up hating everything by the time I finish that swatch. Which I might, you know?
I haven't given up on life.
Some days it's just not worth it, you know? I guess it's time to talk about craft off stuff, which means I
It
need to
is
get my
time.
craft off. Where did I
It
put
is
that? Oh,
time.
it's there.
We have come to that spot in the calendar. In the program? We've come to that spot in the program. Oh, she's finding stuff.
All right.
Finding stuff,
Not
doing
donating.
things.
Hey, color work pearling. Yeah, it's not as bad as the mirror left-handed mirror knitting. That's absolutely not happening. Oof. All right, I have my project.
I have mine.
Which, if anybody remembers, was the Fossil Frenzy. I was hoping to finish the Fossil Frenzy.
Yes, you were.
I think we can tell by my tone of voice that I did not finish the Fossil Frenzy.
Yep.
I did the math. It takes me about half an hour to do one row of the color work chart, and there are 56 rows in the color work chart. So this was going to be a 20, what, 7 hour endeavor.
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you not understand how long it takes to make sweaters? Ballpark of
So,
about 120 hours per sweater is not that far off.
needless to say, I did not dedicate 20 whatever hours this month.
4 weeks a month. How many weeks were this month? Four or three this past month? Let's
I
do the
think
math.
we, between live episodes, I think we actually had 5 this month.
Three.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we did have 5. So like, if I'd done like an hour a day, I could have
Not
done
even.
it.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't. Did not. It didn't happen. I got this much done from that progress marker.
My God.
I got about an inch and a half.
Okay.
But you can see the cute little feats now.
Killing me, people.
And
She's killing me.
it's top down, so the chart's upside down. But there's no, I'm going the wrong way. There's the start of a Velociraptor. Velociraptor. And there's like the start of the giant T-Rex.
Yeah, not even an hour a day, and you would have been done.
Yeah, and I did not give it an hour a day. So that's not done, and that's going back in the bin because I'm just not in a color worky place. It's just not where my brain's at. So that was the Fossil Frenzy tee out of some yarn that I got in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Do I have a ball band in here? Nope, that's for the white. Come on, where's the fun sprightly sparkly color ball band? Jack-o'-lantern, hand dyed by Yoriko from Fiber Art Studio. There we go. Fiber Arts Studio in Vancouver.
Raise pants.
So that didn't happen. That's the
My
news on
goal.
my craft off for April. It didn't really happen.
My goal was to make progress on the Sea Breeze, or yeah, the Sea Breeze, Summer Breeze cardigan, which is a crochet card by Hey Crochet with Karen on Shockingly. I wanted to make it out of some linen that I have, and I have been making some progress. I've got some back panel work done. So you guys can see
Yay,
that patterning.
progress.
Now, my drama was with the ribbing, which usually ribbing isn't a problem for me in crochet. A smidge boring, but not difficult. And I happen to love Hey Crochet with Carrie's ribbing. I like her ribbing style. You can see from linen, because it's supposed to drape, the drape on this would be gorgeous since I can literally crush the whole back panel up into one hand.
Yes, that's going to be a lovely summer thing.
This is going to be an amazing summer thing. I thought the ribbing might give me some grief. I was correct. The ribbing gave me a lot of grief. Turns out, crochet one through the back loop with a loose linen is awkward and annoying and has no definition, so you can't even see what you're doing. So I got
Oh
very
dear.
grumpy and I just about gartered it. I just about made a garter strip of crochet at the bottom, and then I went, I really want that, like that look you get from ribbing. So I was looking at other patterns, and she did one with a half, actually the spring mesh cardigan or pullover that I started has a half double crochet through the back loop ribbing.
The bigger stitch makes a
And
difference.
the bigger stitch makes a difference because it's so, I know, guys, my nose. I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. It just is what it is. You can see if I tilt it here so you can catch the light, you can see that little bit of rib definition. You weren't getting that in the single with the linen. It's just too soft. So that wasn't working. So I had to then, via trial and error, get the right number of double crochet through the back loops to have a back panel. That was some math and some trying, which obviously slowed me down for a bit. But I am finally working on my pattern, which is good. So I will continue doing this, and I will base the measurements for the ribbing on my front panels based off of the back panel. So the hard work part is done. So the next part is just to make ribbing. I'm just about done my first 50 gram ball, so this is all still 150 gram ball.
That's gonna be so gorgeous when it's done, though.
I know. So slow and steady wins the race because I want this. And it's obviously the lace needs to be blocked out so you can see all the holes. For the moment, I succeeded and I made some progress even with the drama. Like I so seriously almost just gartered of hem on the bottom. And then went from there because I was over it. I was so frustrated with the single crochet. And it looks great in wools and cottons, but linen, I gotta remember, linen just functions just differently enough that it's a no-go. It's a
So
no-go.
linen needs bigger stitches.
Linen needs a bit of a bigger stitch. I'm not using my two-piece hooking hook for this project because sometimes it comes and lives in bed with me, and Phaedra likes to eat the two-piece hooking hook. So I'm using a regular old basic crochet hook in the 5 millimeter size. Because I won't cry if she chews on that rubber handle. I will cry if she chews on my two-piece hooking handle much more. So, decisions made because cat. Because cat. But I did! I made progress. So, you know, at least I stuck to my goals. So, ha! My craft off this month wasn't a failure.
Feel like I was writing down who succeeded and failed my craft off goals at some point. I don't remember where I might have put that information, or even if I kept it up to date. Oh well. So I guess that brings us to this month. Oh, Sherry says, it's not bad for color work and teeny tiny needles. It's a respectable amount of stitches. It's I appreciate you trying to make me feel better. Everybody else is just like 1 hour a day and you can do it. I am aware of that, but you know, sometimes, oftentimes, it's just other things you want to do for an hour.
I don't know. I don't know.
So I guess that brings us to this month. The marvelous moderator also kindly counted up all of the votes. So you were between the summer mesh sweater, that's the red cotton one,
Is.
or starting Asa's blanket. I don't remember what the name of that one was.
Oh, it's just the Beachy Vibes blanket. It's actually a pattern, because also liked bits and pieces, so we actually took the chunks she liked and we're making it into a blanket for her.
Ah. So your votes actually came down to an even 50-50 split, which means I have
Okay.
the deciding vote.
Wow, I didn't think that would happen. Okay, that's never
Yeah.
happened before. 50-50? 50-50.
50-50. So, and I didn't vote, so I have the deciding
Weird.
vote.
You do. I saw you guys were chatting in the mod when I opened it up earlier this morning, and I was like, oh, well, Diana's in charge of something.
So,
Okay. Oh.
I don't know.
That's
I'm a
okay. I
little bit
didn't
torn
vote
because
on yours either.
I really want to see the summer mesh sweater because it's so pretty. But
Well,
also, I think Asa deserves a blanket, and I mean, new
Asa's getting
cast
a
ons are
blanket.
fun.
It's just when I start the blanket is the question. But there were no plans to start the blanket pre about now or sometime this summer because I'm doing them in granny squares, so I'm going to connect them as I go. So the blanket's really only sitting in my lap for little bits at a time so I can work on it over the summer
Right.
because the bulk of it will be made and then put together.
Asa says Asa did not vote for her blanket.
Asa didn't vote for her own blanket.
What?
That sounds crazy talk
I
to me.
figured that would be like a given.
I'm gonna start making progress for next week.
I think I will vote blanket. Because I think Asa deserves her blanket.
Blanket it is.
Also, I think you're going to work on the summer mesh sweater anyway.
I wasn't worried I was going to work on whatever one wasn't voted on anyway. It's just whether or not I keep the progress secret for a month or not. It was the question.
I'm way too excited about the summer mesh cardigan, so I want updates.
What updates? Okay.
I want updates.
We're
And
very, very
we can have
quickly
a
into
secret
that
blanket.
cycle when I would be wearing the summer mesh pullover. So, or a spring, sorry, it's a spring mesh sweater by K Crochet with Carrie. So, all right. Also, blanket it is.
And then for me, it was close on Instagram and far on YouTube, but very much in favor of the maple leaf shawl.
Okay.
So my choices were the maple leaf shawl, which is a lace weight shawl in the shape of a maple leaf with
Yeah.
little like yarn over lace veins down the leaf. It's because it's a
Okay.
leaf shape.
Yes.
Or the Stormborn shawl, which is a Game of Thrones dragon scale lace pattern.
I would have voted Maple Leaf because I just want you to give up on the Stormborn and let it go.
Not giving up on the I will make that. I will make that shawl one day. Yeah, so we're solidly in favor of the maple leaf, so I will be continuing to work on a maple leaf shaped shawl.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
We'll see how far you get. Don't forget to put in a progress marker to know for sure how much progress you've made.
I think we might be getting a delivery. I ordered myself a square IKEA shelf
Okay.
to store my hand knit sweaters.
Oh,
So that
yes.
because right now I'm trying to stuff them all into a cupboard. I have too many sweaters to fit in this cupboard. So I
Yeah.
got like just the tall single stack IKEA square shelves
Yeah.
so that I have four more squares that I can fold my sweaters all nicely and then have them on display, and I can actually see all of my pretty hand knits that I have.
Absolutely. Since a chunk
So
of them
that's
are for
showing up sometime
me,
today,
I
possibly right now.
appreciate that.
There will be pictures when
Excellent.
that
There will be
happens.
pictures. Okay.
Yes. All right, so that's the craft off for this month. You're making a blanket. I'm making
I'm
a
making a
leaf-shaped shawl.
blanket. Yep. Yep. And with the check-in with Louise on Thursday, I've got the Find Your Fade, my second Find Your Fade as my project for that. So
Ooh.
that's
So
going
many
on.
things.
So many things. And a niece bugging me in the background. So many texts from her today.
She's excited about the summer job.
She is excited about the summer job.
Well, that's good. We're getting an intern. We have a summer intern. Or you do, anyway.
I do. She does well and she enjoys the work. I will see about loading her out to the podcast.
Yay, interns.
It'll give her a really good idea of what freelancing is, what work she likes, what work she doesn't like, so she can have some real world experience and understanding what goes on with it to see if it's something that she can do. So she agreed. She liked the idea of the experiment. She likes the idea of making money. I like the idea of not having as much background work to do. So
Yeah, no kidding.
then she has access to my primary find artist for logos and pattern designs, my sister. They live in the same house.
Well, this just seems like a great deal.
So if it's something she enjoys, then she knows she has a better idea of what she's working towards. Because she's 16, so she's at that point now.
Oh, yes, I
Where
would
we
love
need
more
to
coffee.
start.
Thank you. Well, maybe don't
Oh
pour it over
no.
top of the yarn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
Coffee
delivered
service.
coffee. Yeah. He didn't like we made fun of him yesterday, did he?
Apparently, the parts that he responded that I didn't hear were something to the effect of, "Where's my bacon?
Where's my bacon? Fair,
Where's my
fair.
coffee? Where's my bacon?"
My bacon. That is usually the deal with his brother and me. If I want anything done in the mornings, it is bacon in exchange for consciousness. Seems like a fair trade.
Yeah.
I want
Knitting
Ben to get up
Crickles
to go do
says.
something early. I have to promise him that we will stop somewhere where we can get bacon.
Knitting Purple is saying, so you need to finish the jumpers that are whips to fill the new cubes. Honestly, I can probably fill the new cubes.
Guys, I've given
Between
her a
stuff I've
lot of
made
sweaters.
and the stuff that I have stolen slash been gifted from Jocelyn, I can probably fill them already. They're like, I gave up trying to cram them into the cupboard, and they're now just in a like a pile on top of my dresser, and it's a big pile. I
Guys, I gave
have
her a
so many
lot of
gorgeous
sweaters.
sweaters, and I just need to display them.
Sweaters for all sorts of things. Dressy sweaters, casual sweaters, cocoon sweaters. Oh my God, I need a blanket sweater.
There's a lot of sweaters in there, and then periodically I'm like, what happened to this one sweater? And then I go through the pile and I'm like, oh my God, look at all these gorgeous sweaters that I forgot that I had because they're in a pile because I don't have space for them. So I'm going to have space for them.
For them. Excellent. Excellent. Good. Good, 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 good. It would have bothered me if they sat here not doing anything in my closet. Would have bothered me. A lot. I like knowing that you might forget about them, but you're excited when you see them and they will get worn when you notice them. So, which is not the case in this house. I did put my winter sweaters away. So, my Steinkrieger, my flat white, the store-bought commercial 15-year-old black knit turtleneck that I wear in the depths of winter as a layering piece, because it is of itself like shapewear. Your t-shirt layers, you put that layer on first and you're in! And then you can put another sweater on top and still get your coat on. So it's like it's for the depths of everybody says, you know, if your body parts freeze in 2 minutes or less, that's when I pull out the turtleneck layer. And
Ah.
I'm in. But that's also the point where I've got the scarf and my cowl and and all you see is the ear flaps from my rabbit ear hat sticking out the front of my coat.
Sherry says we need a Jocelyn sweater gifts fashion show. We haven't seen them. FOMO.
You know, it would make a wonderful YouTube short. I think it would
It
make a
would
wonderful
actually.
YouTube
That's
short or a TikTok.
a
I think that is
fantastic
a
idea.
great idea. Yeah.
I'll have to find somewhere to do like a little runway thing. Because I don't have a good hallway for this.
You could do it outside.
Yeah, I think it'll have to be outside because the only good
Inside, yeah.
hallways I have here are very poorly lit.
But I think yes, I want to see that now, and I know what sweater she got.
I can use that sound. These are my ladies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that would totally work.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry, for the content idea for
Done
this week.
and done. That is delightful. Hey, I reshared your Singing in the Rain from the last time we were in Edmonton
I saw
for
that.
the formerly known as Edmonton Fiber Frolic, the Gathering of Threads, because today's our last day. Oh, I'm so sad we didn't get to go.
Yeah. Next time, maybe.
Next time.
That's in the fall, right?
Possibly. Yeah. November, I
Next time,
think?
maybe.
October? Listen, Crystal, Holly, when's the next one? Never mind that they're
Maybe
at
let
the
them
show and
finish
they're
this one
busy.
first.
And absolutely not watching this. When's the next one? It's hard to make things schedule around life. All right, I have a word for you. And
Oh,
see, my
yes, a
phone
word. It's
has
time for the unscripted
returned.
Patreon ad.
My eyes don't want to focus on that first word, so we'll skip to the second word. The second word is laundry.
Laundry.
Yeah, LAUNDRY. That's what I'm seeing. Hopefully, that's what's there.
All right. If for some reason you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night.
When it gets too quiet, one of us posts and goes, "What's going on?"
Yeah, I know the general thread was like really quiet overnight, and I'm like, is everybody okay?
Hello, anybody there? We responded. It was Lindsay who was like, "It's so quiet in here. What's everybody doing?"
Oh, Nikki says, don't forget trivia for Jocelyn. Thank you for the reminder. I have not
I
looked up a
she
trivia
knows I won't.
question.
I told her I wouldn't remind her. Same way as I will never prompt for some things. They either happen or they don't.
So if anybody's got a good like medieval history trivia question or just like general trivia that would be fun to ask Jocelyn, please put that in the chat because I did not prepare.
Not prepare.
Where was I at in the Patreon ad? We're patron-only Discord server. We're active all the time. We have a laundry list of cool patterns in the patterns thread.
Well done. Well done. That's the smoothest one in a long time. Oh, I like it.
Jeds, we're just always adding to each other's favorites bundles. It's a problem. But not really a problem, it's like an unproblem.
It is an unproblem. Oh. Did you see that very loose fingering weight sweater I posted?
I'm going to say yes, because I definitely did, but I don't remember right now which one it was.
The very breezy summer, they did it as like a cropped, basic. I say basic, I don't like that. It's a very classic button cardigan, but the pattern designer has you do it on a 4 millimeter for fingering. So like it's a very drapey loose, it's very drapey loosey.
Okay.
And I'm contemplating maybe making it one for myself because
Oh,
I
yes, okay, I
want
think
the
I
super
have
light summer
remembered which
weight.
one this is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want some super summer lightweight items that I could wear in spring and stuff. So
I was very distracted by the brioche hat that was in there this morning.
that's fair. Those are really cute.
What
Guys,
else?
it's not a problem. We enable each other hard
Oh, yeah.
and have long conversations about the level of V-neck that I prefer.
Oh, Patreon ad. At higher levels of support, we do monthly knit-ins, just hanging out on Zoom, and the next one of those will be, I didn't look it up beforehand, it will be on the 20th of May.
Yes.
Saturday the 20th at noon Manitoba time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our next live episode is going to be June the 4th.
Yes.
We've got
Whip Sprints.
Yeah, coming up on the 27th of May, which is
absolutely
the Saturday after the Patreon hangout.
It is.
Also at noon Manitoba time.
It just works if we're as consistent for the time, at least, as we can get.
It's easier on us.
Oh,
I think that's all the things that I had to say.
It is. I just did a check-in with Mies on her channel for the monthly check-in. So it'll be a month till the next monthly check-in, which is always the first Thursday of the month. We have a mid-month motivation, not this coming Thursday, but the next Thursday. So, you know, the middle-ish of the month. Oh, it's almost like that's the title. When we chat and talk and see what's going on. Things that are upcoming that are going on or starting. We are currently running a spring knit with us. Diana and I have both officially finished our things.
Oh yeah. That's what this is. Oh, I finished a thing. Hey, I finished a thing on time. Look at me go. This is genuine surprise and delight. I am amazing at forgetting things. I have the memory of a goldfish.
Oh. Hey. Yeah, that's a thing. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All right.
I can literally buy myself presents and forget about them if it's long enough. It's incredible. No. I can buy future me presents as long as it's far enough in the future.
Oh, your life must be a endless series of delightful discovery.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, everybody else. Or if you've decided to work on a second project. Or if you haven't cast on yet. We all have until the summer solstice to finish up or start and finish up some spring knitting. Or crochet, or, you know, weaving, whatever you've chosen to do, along with us. On the summer solstice, we'll start a summer solstice knit with us. There's no prizes for these guys. It's our way of enabling us into seasonal crafting, something for ourselves, something to enjoy, something that's season specific, and something to, you know, to add to it. So, like, I made a crochet bag, which I freaking can't wait to start using. It needs a button. I'm going to solve that problem on Monday. I'm going to find a button. I have a plan. I don't have to edit on Monday, so I will be button hunting.
Yes, we have shopping to do.
We have shopping to do. So, things and stuff. There, what else? Stash Dash starts on the 26th. That is a knit along challenge that is hosted by the Knit Girls. It is a delightful self-challenge. You challenge yourself to see how much you can knit from your stash over the course of Laura's summer holiday break from school. So for her, that is on the 26th of May till whenever we're told the end date is. Usually roughly 3 months. So, and they're very generous. The rules are quite wide and all encompassing. So choose your own adventure party and go forth and craft. What else is going on? Like, the Cozy Up Knits have got a spring cotton cow going on to the summer solstice. Because that's when spring is officially.
Fiber Friends are doing a lace thing, which is why I picked lacy things for my
Fiber Friends. Fiber Friends do monthly challenges. I love the monthly challenges. They're just, it's a way of looking at things that I quite enjoy. So lots going on, which is great. Sock Madness is still running. There's other sock things that are going on. I have no interest in Sock Madness. It's competition sock knitting is not for me. It's not for me. And also I know it's not for me.
I aspire to it, but
I do not.
No.
So that is totally fine. Otherwise, I think We're good. I don't think we have anything else sitting on the plate other than the trivia you were reminded about.
Yes. So Nikki sent a trivia question. The Roman Emperor Nero famously killed which of his family members?
The problem is I don't know what you guys would consider famously.
Oh, just list them all.
I don't know all of the family members Nero killed. The man had some problems.
Okay, well, let's have a little mini lecture then.
I'm not mini lecturing Nero. Mostly because most of what you guys know is from television and it's wrong anyway. Who would be considered his most famous kill from your guys' perspective?
The answer is there's two people in this answer that I've been sent on Discord.
What do they list as the answers?
So options are son and wife, brother
Okay.
and son,
Okay.
wife and mother,
Yeah.
and father and mother.
Might consider father and mother the most famous.
According to this particular trivia website, it's wife and mother.
Okay. There. Oh yeah, because no, was it no? Nero was little Caligula.
I don't know. This is a part of history I know nothing about.
Was
We
Nero little
covered it briefly in
Caligula?
8th grade, and that was it.
Most of the stuff I did that had to deal with ancient Roman emperors had to deal with the not famous ancient Roman emperors. So, like, I'm used to dealing with people that did political changes and stuff, not the flashy ones. Because the professors all went, they were flashy, they were on television, and they weren't actually as effective as everybody likes to think they are, because most of what you know is wrong. So, more lectures on how TV is dangerous.
Sherry asks,
And
wasn't
anything
Nero
else?
just an infant when his father died?
I think so, because wasn't he still considered, like, wasn't his nickname Little Boots still at the time? Guys, it's been 6 years since I was in university taking that stuff, and that was the least of what we covered. There's a large puppy outside having
I can hear
woes.
it.
We have woes.
I
So I
have a
don't.
second trivia question for you.
I spent more time learning about Diocletian and the separation of Rome into two powers with four emperors, well, two primary emperors and two sub-emperors. And technically not even emperors, that's not what they were called. I like the social economic benefits and bonuses and the cultural adaptations of Rome in through ancient, early to late and medieval through antiquity more than anything else. Names and dates are only important through high school. You get into university, they don't matter as much unless you are specifically studying a specific person.
Fair enough.
It starts to get muddled unless that's what your focus is specifically on, and that's not what my focus was specifically on.
Your other trivia question was, who was the first coronation at Westminster Abbey?
At Westminster Abbey? Christ
That
sticks.
question's from Asa. I don't have an answer, so I'll have to wait
That'll
for
be early England kings. I don't think. When the heck was Westminster Abbey first initially built? Because I know it burnt at one point. I don't know which king. I don't know which English king that would be. I could run through most of the English kings for you, but I couldn't tell you which one. I think it's pre-Tudor. It's pre-Tudor, but I could be wrong.
George is a common king name, isn't it? I'll say a George,
There's
one of
George
them.
1, 2, 3, and 4. There's
Several
three
Georges.
King Charles as well.
It's
Two
probably a George.
Elizabeths, a William, just a couple of Williams early on.
William the Conqueror, apparently, is
Was
the
it there?
first
Was
coronation.
Westminster? Now, William the Conqueror was the first coronation of an English king, but was it at Westminster Abbey? Like, was Westminster Abbey a thing then? Because that's pretty early.
1066, so says Asa.
I know when he was crowned, I didn't know he was crowned at Westminster Abbey. Because you have Harold the Usurper, and he was overthrown, and he's considered the last of the English kings, and William the Conqueror is the first of the French English kings, which is the first of the dynasty of the Crown of England as a whole, rather than being smaller territorial units. But I didn't know Westminster. I don't know, did Westminster actually stand in 1066, or was it built after that? If you'd asked me what the first English king was, that I could have told you.
He is the first documented coronation there, says Asa.
I didn't know he was. I didn't know Westminster Abbey went back to 1066.
And Sherry says, yep, thanks, British History Podcast. Lol. Cool. Well, we've had our trivia questions now.
I know very little about history. I have 4 years of study that tells me I know nothing. And I know this. And I like
Isn't that
listening to
basically all
history.
university degrees? You spend 4 years
Yes.
getting an expensive piece of paper that says you know things, but really you don't feel like you know anything. You learn just enough to know all the things that you don't know.
Know very little. I spent 6 months studying the letters of Abelard and Eloise, and most people don't know who that is.
I have only heard those names because you've talked about them.
I spent 4 months studying the Bayeux Tapestry.
Also, mostly only know about that because of you.
But if we're talking like famous TV stuff or a lot of like the podcast history information, I don't necessarily know that stuff because that's not the stuff I studied.
That's fair.
I
I mean, I'm
learned.
sure people could ask me random science trivia and I wouldn't know that either, so.
Oh yeah. Oh. Not worried.
Specifically, computer science trivia. If people are going, hey, I've got a question.
You want to
That
talk
might
the
be
Councils
using
of
computer
Nicaea?
science. I don't
I vaguely
necessarily know things
remember.
about, like, biology.
I vaguely remember Councils of Nicaea and the discussion of how many angels could dance on the head of a pin, but.
I can tell you about algorithms.
Evolution of serfdom? Anybody? Anyway. Common land laws of England? No? Okay, cool.
Asa says, Abelard and Heloise. I think I said those wrong. That is a few years since I read, and I want to go see the Bayeux Tapestry live.
It's a real live tapestry. It's a real live piece of art that you can go see.
Where is
It
it?
tells Bayeux
Oops.
in France.
Okay.
That's okay. It's
Was not
really
aware that that was a place, to be
that it
honest.
was I didn't know it was a place either for the longest time. And it actually it's sort of the propaganda piece of the War of 1066. So Harold's the bad guy, William the Conqueror is the good guy, and it's told in an embroidery, giant embroidery panels in a tapestry length. I have
Think
the
I
coffee
know.
table. I have the coffee table book somewhere where it's got all the digital photos, like
I think
all
I know more
the
about that
high-def photos.
tapestry from like a textile art point of view than I do about any kind of historical point of view.
That's fair. That's fair.
That'd be a fun thing to go
So, you
see.
know.
If we ever go on a Europe trip, add
My
that to the
niece
list.
used to tell herself stories. She'd open up the book and start telling stories about who was doing what with the horses. She was like four, three at the time, four at the time when I took that course. Four or five, four
That
or
would be
five when I took that
adorable.
course.
The
She's
Bayeux
like, I want to tell
Tapestry by a
this. She's
4-year-old.
like, yep. She'd be like, what are you saying? I'd be like, my Bayeux Tapestry. And she'd open up the page. And obviously, it wasn't the page I was looking at. And then she'd start telling herself a story. So I'm like, wait till she was done. She also used to paint orcs. I have a little video clip of her at like four or five wearing a white t-shirt. It's actually one of my white t-shirts that had the Nightmare Before Christmas screen print on it. And she's just concentrating real hard. And I'm like, what you doing? And she's like, painting orcs. I've given
Pull
her
that
some
one
of my
out at
Gretchen.
graduation.
We pull it out every once in a while because it is stinking adorable. And I go, what happened? You were cute. What happened here? Yeah. I still have that coffee table book because it's a freaking gorgeous book. Also, you can return it back to the school anyway. They weren't buying it back because that professor wasn't teaching that course the following year. Yeah. I
Always
wouldn't have
annoyed me.
anyway.
You had to
I
buy
wouldn't
all the
have any.
computer science books, but they'd get a new edition every year, and so you couldn't sell it back because
There's
nobody
not
wanted
back.
the old edition.
Nobody
But you
wants the
had
old
to
edition.
buy the $300 textbook.
Yep. That was.
And now it's
Everyone
like
was always like, oh, your
Firestarter.
humanities, it's better. They're only $60. I'm like, yeah, but there's 14 of them. So you want to try that again? Sure,
Yeah, we
it's
didn't
only
have very many, but
$20.
very few of them are still relevant.
But I have 50 billion of them. So it doesn't matter that this one was like this, and you could do this, and it was fine. It was that there were six of them for the whole course. By the time I was done, I had a $300 textbook just in parts. I've kept a lot of my early university texts, but you don't read the whole books because I've got that medieval sexuality book too. That was an interesting course. I like that course.
I liked my
But again,
medicinal plants and herbs course.
yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah. My History of Christmas course, that was a fun
Class doubled
course.
in size the day we were talking about cannabis.
Yeah, of course it did.
Magically, there's so many more students here today. Wow.
I'm sure the professor knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I took one philosophy course, philosophy, literature, nearly medieval. Never again. I am very much not a philosophy person. It's not an enjoyable course.
Sherry says, try having a literature degree. So many books per class.
I
So many
couldn't.
editions.
I couldn't. No. My brain's just executively deciding that that's wrong right now. No, that would have been an obscene
Too many
number of
books.
books. An obscene number of books. Thank you. No,
Oof.
thank you. No, thank
E-books.
you. Yeah. Then, of course, if you tell people you have a literature degree, they're like, well, then you've read this. I'm like, what? I am positive that's not how that works. How many books have been published? Do you know how many books are published every year? Never mind how many have been published, period.
Can't possibly read all the books.
You couldn't read every book that's published every year.
No.
Never mind the back catalog. My easy pads totally wouldn't work. Totally work. She's now sleeping on my foot. She tells me we're probably done.
I have conveniently just finished another round, so
Perfect.
I think maybe that
And we're
means
all
we're
caught
done.
up on chat. Oh, means I can do an outro. I can do an outro. Are we ready? Are we ready?
I'm
Are we
ready.
good? Are we
Yeah.
happy? I'm
Getting
going to
so
say
close.
excellent. Well then, until next week, I will say I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to
Don't
knit.
forget to knit.